WGN Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have mostly clear skies, 71 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 93. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. And in area news, three Shelby County businesses were awarded $10,000 last week during the Shelby County New Enterprises Business Plan Competition. IC Products, Leah Marie Photography, and Panama Diesel presented in front of a panel of judges selected by Shelby County Develop Source at the Turkelson Center. And after deliberation, the judges decided to split the $30,000 prize money to all three businesses. David Walling, owner and operator of IC Products, said he was very appreciative of the money.
It was a great deal. Many thanks to all the people from Shelby County Develop Source and all their sponsors.
IC Products is a new business focusing on ice cream machines.
It's an alert system when the mix in the, for ice cream machines get low. It gives an advance warning so we doesn't create a high-pressure airlock system in the ice cream machines, which creates downtime.
IC Products will use the money for office equipment such as computers, a fax machine, and furniture. Leah Blankensop, owner and operator of Leah Marie Photography, said her company will use the money towards indoor equipment.
We came in from being an outdoor photographer, and so we didn't have a lot of indoor equipment. So that was kind of the main thing, is that we have to have new and updated equipment that is efficient and effective for us to be successful here.
Leah Marie Photography has been open in downtown Harlan for the past 6 months. Panama Diesel opened in 2008, and since that time, owners Josh and Teresa Kaufman were in need of expanding their semi parts. Teresa Kaufman says the money will help them do just that.
We plan to use the money to add an addition to our current building to house parts for resale. Our current supply of parts is taking up a repair bay in our shop, and we need the space to continue to do truck repairs.
And this was the second annual Shelby County New Enterprises Business Plan Competition. News time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, despite the warmer temperatures we experienced Wednesday, state climatologist Harry Hilliker said August could break up a 10-month-long streak in Iowa. Temperatures in August have roughly averaged around 2.5 degrees cooler than normal.
Chances are fairly good we'll end up the month below average, despite, warmer weather off and on in the next week or two.
The cooler than normal trend in August is a drastic change, of course, from July, which entered the record books as the fourth warmest month on average in Iowa's history.
We haven't had a month averaging below normal all the way back to September 2011, and many of those months, not even just above normal, but quite a bit above normal. So this has been quite a change from what we've been seeing.
In July, the capital city of Des Moines recorded 10 days of a high temperature of at least 100 degrees. In August, there have been 5 days where multiple cities have posted record low temperatures.
Although part of that is related to the fact that it's just so darn dry. Very low humidities, which allows the air to cool off much more at night than it would otherwise, and makes it a little easier to get unusually low temperatures.
Iowa's posted 9 consecutive weeks with below normal precipitation. There have been some unusual single-day temperature swings in August as well. For example, on Tuesday, Hilliker says that Mason City hit a low of 41 in the morning before warming up to 81 in the afternoon. Here in Atlantic, our 24-hour low Wednesday was 52 degrees. And before warming up to 80, or rather be the thermometer darted up to 85 during the afternoon, or 95 that is, during the afternoon yesterday, and that was just 5 degrees shy of tying the record high for August the 22nd. Elsewhere in the news, a Vietnam War veteran in Northwest Iowa has received 11 new medals to replace ones that were stolen from his home 20 years ago. Dennis Roberts of Sioux City lost the use of his right thumb in Vietnam on Christmas Day in 1969. Roberts was serving with the Army's 101st Airborne Division when his 5-man unit dropped into a landing zone that was booby-trapped. One of Roberts' comrades tripped one of those devices.
There's 4 of them set up, and he set one off and set the rest of them off. And that's where I landed. I went off the landing zone on my back, facing out. And man, that was scary. I didn't know if someone was attacking us, or they have a weapon. And he didn't make it. He was dead. And my thumb was hanging off, but straight down, you know, I was just trying to handle it on. That was scary enough.
Iowa Congressman Steve King presented Roberts with the 11 new medals on Tuesday.
We say thank you to Dennis Roberts, and this day is the day that we commemorate the service that you have and present the medals that you have earned and so richly deserved.
The medals given to Roberts include the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star, and Air Medal. Roberts served in the Vietnam War from 1969 to 1970. The operator of Sioux City's Riverboat Casino has turned down a contract offer from its nonprofit partner that holds the gambling license. The Missouri River Historical Development this week approved an extension of its operating agreement with Penn National Gaming Company through March of 2015 and added language that would allow the group to negotiate with other operators on a new land-based casino. But Penn rejected the offer on Tuesday. The move could set up a showdown for today's meeting of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. The current contract expired in July, and the commission has warned that if a short-term deal isn't reached by this week, the state may have no other choice but to shut down the riverboat, which has over 300 employees. An Iowa woman has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison for a federal drug conviction. Prosecutors announced Wednesday that 48-year-old Treva Rasmussen of Jewell pleaded guilty to conspiracy to manufacture and distribute meth within 1,000 feet of a protected location. She was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Rasmussen admitted that she participated in the conspiracy from 2010 through November of 2011. Prosecutors say she worked with others to make the drug at a home near Stanhope City Park in Hamilton County. Rasmussen must serve a 10-year term of supervised release after her prison term. Authorities say the body of a Sioux City man has been found in West Lake Okoboji in northwest Iowa. The Dickinson County Sheriff's Office and divers found the body of 39-year-old Juan Gonzalez Wednesday morning. Gonzalez was reported missing Sunday after he jumped off a boat into the water and never resurfaced. The dive team found the body in an area south of where Gonzalez went in. Authorities say a man rescued from the Des Moines River after a vehicle chase faces several charges. The charges against 34-year-old Albert Lopez include eluding, driving without headlights, and hit and run. Police say the drunken driving charge awaits test results. Lopez was pulled from the water at around 1 a.m. Wednesday. Officers had tried to pull over a van for traffic violations, but the van sped away. And after a short chase, the van driver turned into the parking lot at Prospect Park and down an embankment into the river. Members of the police water rescue team rescued the man. And a state audit shows 20% of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources staff who made purchases with state-issued credit cards failed to meet proper deadlines, racking up late payment fees. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The credit cards may be used for buying office supplies, uniforms, and other items for the facilities maintained by the Department of Natural Resources. More than 500 cards were in use during the period the audit reviewed, accounting for more than $1.8 million worth of state government purchases. However, 106 of the cardholders in the agency had not submitted the proper paperwork to the central office on time. According to the auditor, some DNR staff submitted reports a month late, while others were up to 14 months late with the proper paperwork. Agency officials say they are training staff to do a better job. The state audit report recommends quick action to resolve past due accounts as soon as possible. Once that's done, the audit recommends revoking cards for DNR staff who failed to meet the proper deadlines. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And finally, in state news, a city councilman says a pit bull rescue group hasn't changed its mind about Sioux City's ban on the dog breed. Councilman John Fitch met with Sioux Empire pit bull rescue members on Wednesday, and they pressed for his support in lifting the city ban. The ban was adopted in 2008. Pit bulls and pit bull mixes already in the city were allowed to remain. The group says a blanket ban on the breed is unfair and that prosecuting and punishing the owners of problem animals would be more appropriate. Fitch said the council isn't likely to revisit the issue. The group plans to bring up the ban at the next Coffee with Council community meeting, which is scheduled for September the 13th. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, government health officials say a farm in southern Indiana could be one source of a salmonella outbreak in cantaloupes. The Food and Drug Administration says although Chamberlain Farms had agreed earlier to pull its melons from the market, a formal recall has been issued so that more people can be made aware. The salmonella outbreak has sickened 178 people in 21 states. Two people have died. The tropical storm Isaac could be a hurricane when it's expected to hit the Dominican Republic and Haiti either today or tomorrow. Forecasters say Isaac could then move on to Cuba as a tropical storm and maybe even Florida later in the week. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is trying to regain his economic focus today after a week dominated by comments from Missouri Republican Todd Akin about pregnancy and what Akin called legitimate rape. Romney will be in New Mexico to discuss what aides describe as a comprehensive energy plan that would bring more than $1 trillion in revenue to federal and local governments and millions of jobs. Today, First Lady Michelle Obama plans to visit the families of those killed or wounded in a Sikh temple shooting earlier this month near Milwaukee. The shooting left six people dead. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Dean Sully, age 73, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Dean Sully will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Robert Dale Paintman Blair, age 87, of Marion and formerly of the Harlan and Council Bluffs areas, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital in Cedar Rapids. Graveside services for Robert Blair will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carter Grant Zelmer, a newborn from Creston, has died. Memorial services for baby Carter Grant Zelmer will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Powers Funeral Home in Creston. Orrin C. Prescott, age 69, of Panora, died Friday at his home. No services are planned, but a visitation for Orrin Prescott will be held tomorrow from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora with the family present. Clara Margaret Peterson, age 99, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A massive Christian burial service for Claire Peterson will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Janice Williams, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Janice Williams will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Burley Stuba, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Burley Stuba are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.